Hi again, Chad and Christy, your host for our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, where we give you the latest rumors and insights into all of our wonderful theme parks and events here in Tampa Bay every single week. And this week we have a huge Epcot rumor to talk about. And also, if you have vacation coming up anytime soon and you're trying to figure out which park you should go to, TripAdvisor is out with their 2018 Traveler's Choice Awards. And amongst them, they rank the theme parks. Which one do you think is number one? All right, so we'll go ahead and start there before we get to the Epcot rumor, Christy. So as far as TripAdvisor goes, and I know a lot of people use it to look at reviews for hotels and even beaches here in Florida, TripAdvisor ranks those.
Mm-hmm.
Which theme park do you think is number one in the 2018 Traveler's Choice Awards from TripAdvisor?
Okay, so I'm going to say, that's a really tough one.
And it is one from Florida. This is worldwide, but one from Florida is number one.
I'm going to go with Magic Kingdom.
Close. That's number two.
Okay.
So there is one higher than that.
How about the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at
which
Islands
park?
Of Adventure?
Wow.
And I'm going to give Islands of Adventure and Wizarding World of Harry Potter an A++++ because the Hogwarts Castle is one of the most amazing things I've ever experienced.
And you know what's funny is that for anybody that's ever gone to Magic Kingdom throughout the years, and I mean, obviously, Walt Disney World's been open since 1971, so chances are, if you're a Disney fan, you have multiple photos in front of the castle. You think there's nothing that could be more iconic than taking a photo in front of that until Hogwarts Castle opened up.
Uh-huh.
And it truly is just, if you're a fan of the movies and the books, it is just, it's like the hairs are standing up on my arm right now just even thinking about it. And especially last year during the holidays, and they're planning on the same thing this year, doing that, what do they call it, projection mapping or whatever that
right.
technology is called, where they put the images on the castle,
mm-hmm.
is just incredible.
It is.
So yeah, Islands of Adventure named the number one theme park in the world, according to TripAdvisor, Magic Kingdom number two. And then my favorite, put this on the list of theme parks we should visit, Le Puy de Fou.
Oh.
That's the number three theme park in the world out of France.
Huh, interesting.
Number four was Universal Studios Hollywood. Number five was Universal Studios Florida.
And one of the things I will say about Universal Studios Hollywood, because our family used to spend a lot of time on the West Coast, the cool thing about it is that it's all in one and it's on a mountain. And you have to take these massive escalators to get from the top part of the park to the bottom part of the park. And it's just kind of cool the way it's situated. Plus, it's a working studio. So when you take the set tour, there are shows that are actually being filmed, you know, the backlot tour, mm-hmm. shows that are being filmed right at that moment.
And they have a year-round Walking Dead haunted house at Universal Studios Hollywood.
And that's pretty cool, too.
Animal Kingdom was number six. SeaWorld, number 11, Hollywood Studios, number 14, Busch Gardens, number 21, not in the top 25 was Epcot.
Really?
It's the only Disney theme park that did not make the top 25 in the 2018 Traveler's Choice Awards from TripAdvisor.
Okay, well then, the people that did not choose that clearly have never been to Food and Wine.
And you know, we obviously know there's a lot of changes that are going to be coming to Epcot. The Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which if you haven't been over to Epcot lately, they are cranking right along. And that building that they're building to house the actual roller coaster part of it is probably, what, 4 or 5 stories tall?
It's pretty big.
So it's going to be a huge ride for them when that opens in 2021. That coincides with the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. But what's going to be happening before that? That's where the big rumor of the morning is. And we've talked about rumor after rumor throughout the years for what's going to happen to Spaceship Earth.
Right.
The big ball that you see when you walk into Epcot. We've seen renderings like a year or so ago of what a newly reimagined Epcot might look like when Guardians of the Galaxy opens. And a lot of people noticed that the buildings behind Spaceship Earth, where Inventions is, and even the, is it Project Tomorrow, the little area that you, when you exit
mm-hmm.
Spaceship Earth, that little area, all of those buildings are gone. And that's become sort of more of like, it almost looks like in The Shining. What do you call that? Where you, the maze that's like
oh,
a hedge maze.
Hedge maze.
It almost looks like that if you zoom in on this photo. And if you haven't seen it yet, the renderings, I'm sure you can Google it and take a look at it. So we've seen that those buildings may be gone. So a lot of people speculating, does that mean they're also going to change the ride? They had talked so many times about changing the ride. I even remember back in the 2000s, the rumor that they were going to change it to something called Time Racers and actually make it a roller coaster where you would zip through time. They scrapped that idea and instead just brought in Judi Dench to do the voice and changed up a scene or two. Now, the rumor is that in 2020, they're going to shut it down for 2 years.
What? I had not heard this one.
So some people saying, well, if all they were going to do is update Judi Dench to another voice or maybe add one more scene at the end, because some people are saying a lot has happened since the final scene in Spaceship Earth.
Right.
You would say, well, certainly that doesn't take 2 years to do that.
Unless they're giving a fresh coat of paint to the rest of the attraction. But I just like to say that we still need to have Judi Dench saying, thank the Phoenicians, they invented it.
Which is one of my text tones.
Yes, it is.
But then you also consider, A, Disney right now is spreading themselves really thin with creating the new Tron coaster, with creating the new Mickey and Minnie ride at Hollywood Studios to replace the Great Movie ride. Obviously, Star Wars Land, the Guardians of the Galaxy ride. They have got so many projects underway that maybe that's just the time frame. It took 2 years to convert the Maelstrom into Frozen Ever After.
Yeah, but that was a complete overhaul.
So then is this going to be a complete overhaul? That is the big rumor, the speculation, not any confirmation yet. But one thing I think that we can guarantee is it's not going to become a roller coaster, because just around the corner now, you are going to have the Guardians of the Galaxy
right.
roller coaster. But it's fun to speculate, especially if you're a Disney fan. Now, as far as locally here this weekend, if you're looking for something fun to do, Christy and I would love for you to join us for a fundraiser that is happening on Saturday night, October 13th. It's called Tuxes and Tails, and it benefits the Humane Society of Tampa Bay.
Yep, so that's going on tomorrow, and it's going on over at the Tampa Convention Center starting at 5:30. They're going to do like the hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and then there will be dinner served and then entertainment, including a runway show with some people that are going to be, I was going to say celebrities, but then again, they're
the
having
Chad. The dogs are the real celebrities.
The dogs are the celebrities, yeah, because they're going to have Chad and me walking the runway with our daughter. So that gets the celebrity right out the door. But it'll be a lot of fun, and it is for a fantastic cause, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay.
Which, if you've never been to, they are over on Armenia, just north of Columbus. Not only a huge facility with not just dogs and cats, but pocket pets, as they call them. So hamsters and gerbils and ferrets and mice. But also bunnies. And then they also have an animal hospital next door, which if you ever need any kind of medication or procedure for your pet, they do it at a discounted rate. So it truly is an amazing organization.
Well, and the cool thing is, if you're one of those people that's like, when is the weather ever going to be cool? I'm ready for fall and winter time. The whole theme of this year's Tuxes and Tails fundraising gala is Nordic Nights. So you get an enchanted evening, and they say, in a wintry land.
But Thor will not be there.
Right.
So, Christy, just don't get your hopes up
now,
too much.
Now, they do say reservations are limited, and I don't have in front of me if it is sold out or not. So if you are interested in finding out more about it, go to TuxesTailsTampa.com.
And we hope to see you out there tomorrow night. And thanks again for listening to another episode of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. You can follow along with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's at B987FM. Or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Chad and Christy. That's Chad with two D's and Christy with a K and an I. Thanks again, and we'll catch you again next time.